Welcome back, benches.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, benches.
To Tales of Three.
An all queer D&D based podcast.
Your favorite, some might say.
I say it's your favorite.
I say from the top.
No, I like this. I like this opening. It's a cold open. It's a cold open. I like it.
I would say lukewarm at best.
Who are you? Who are you? Tell me about yourself.
My name is Dusty. My pronouns are they, she, and I play... Oh shit, wait, hold on, let me double check. Who do I play again?
Moss.
Moss.
Day. What's the opposite Moss. Of Tinker?
Moss. Day Wind. Moss. Day Wind. Break. Person. Whose pronouns are he, him.
My name is Ariana. My pronouns are she, her. Where's gonna quit the podcast? I play Lurisman Spark, and her pronouns are it was. And we're back from recording hiatus and feeling very funky.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lyra. My pronouns are were was, because I'm quitting this podcast. I used to play Varys, whose pronouns are he, they. But today, I'm just a little guy trying to survive this podcast after coming back from a long hiatus.
Mm-hmm. It's been 84 years since we recorded, dear listener.
And we're really excited to be back. And it's the end of Oladel, which...
It's also the end of me, so I will see y'all later.
Here we have a postmortem.
We're exiting Varys this episode.
We really want... It's okay, we're going to weaken a Bernie's him. It's fine.
I was just going to say, we've already agreed to just...
Yeah, we've talked about this.
No, I signed a contract saying that you guys couldn't do that, so...
No, you signed a contract saying that we own...
That you, need to read, you need to read the fine print on that, I promise you.
I made that contract, babes. I know what it is.
I wrote the contract. We're really excited, and we're silly, and we hope that you're excited, and we hope that you're silly, too.
Yeah. Gonna be a good time.
Now we're gonna go do 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 into the episode.
Do 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 do.
But first, a note from a really cool podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Somebody's Heroes. We are a D&D podcast that tells the tale of three player parties on the continent of Tor Samil, whose actions or inactions directly affect each other. This season, there are...
The Chaosities, an adventuring party traveling to the city of Taliba for the Founders Day Fair.
The Raven Court. Six monstrous leaders from across the continent, each with their own agenda.
And the Fate Makers. Four off-the-rails idiots who don't know what in the hells is going on.
New audio drops every Tuesday, wherever you listen to podcasts, with the occasional surprise world-building live stream over on Twitch. They're somebody's heroes. Hopefully yours.
A note regarding content warnings. This campaign is a dark fantasy that deals consistently with topics of body horror, complicated relationship dynamics, emotional distress, fantasy violence, gore, mechanized spiders, mental health and illness, profanity, and romantic and sexual relationships. A full list of episode-specific content warnings can always be found in the show notes of each episode. Last time, Chuo had the night off as they attended a party thrown by the town of Oladel. It was a relaxing night of revelry and games and a lot of drinking. Our trio got drunk, in the order you'd expect, and spent some time with the people they've gotten to know during their time in Oladel. Ivy and Rayla danced, while Novik confessed his crush to Alara, while simultaneously telling her he knows how she feels about Varys. Varys and Jarek, meanwhile, planned to meet up later in the evening, if their nights aligned. But it seemed fate had other plans, as Varys convinced Alara to dance. Ivy told Novik she would totally go for him if she swung for his team, and they also had a heart-to-heart about their past animosity for each other, and expressed how grateful they are to be closer now. The unlucky ones danced until the party wound down, and Alara literally fell down on her face. But Varys swooped her up and carried her to bed, and we pick up now, probably hungover the morning after.
Okay, I want everybody to roll me a constitution saving throw. As you wake up after drinking super heavily the night before.
That's 14.
16.
Ilara, you're a little bit sick, but not really bad.
Cool.
Varys and Ivy, you guys are fine.
What did Ivy get?
Ivy got a 17.
Nice.
Who wakes up first?
Varys.
Of course. He's been up for hours.
From the mattress on the floor.
Yeah, he got a workout in.
Damn. Alara's half hanging off the bed.
I think as Varys comes back into the bedroom after having like worked out and showered and stuff, Ivy's just waking up.
He's towel drying his hair.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Does he sleep all right?
Yeah, you're awake.
Barely.
I thought you were going to sleep in a lot more, to be honest.
Me too.
Well, if you two weren't so noisy with your hellos, my head is pounding.
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
It is a me problem. I'm going to make it a you problem.
Oh?
Oh no, look out. Grouchy Law has returned.
This is what happens when I don't get enough sleep.
I see. Do you want to take a shower first, or do you want me to go?
You can go.
Ivy gets out of bed and stretches and goes to take a shower.
Alara looks at herself and realizes she's still wearing the same dress that she went to bed in. She nods. She takes her hair out of the space buns because they're like, it's all messed up. And she like scratches her head and makes her hair really puffy. Does everybody remember the whole night, or do you think there's some splotches?
Roll for memory? No, don't give Varys more memory problems, please. Please.
Roll for memory.
Please.
Well, listen, if it's history, I roll decent. If it's wisdom, I roll like shit. So I need to know which one it is.
I think it's gotta be wisdom.
7. That's a 14 wisdom.
Ivy got a 21. She remembers fucking everything.
Every minute.
Alara, it starts to go fuzzy probably halfway through the night.
Okay.
To the point, and then like 2/3 into the night, you just don't remember anything.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Varys, you get bits and pieces of it. Like, you know the gist, I think, but there are like dark spots. Like, I think you remember dancing, and then you remember picking up Alara.
He's like, oh man, the jump. I think he's just sitting there on his bed, rubbing his face, his temples, like now that he's got taken a second to think about last name. And he's just cursing himself for adding to his problems.
Did you have fun?
You know, I had a great time, from what I remember anyway. What about you?
Same. I remember dancing on your shoes, and I remember Ivy spinning me around, and that's it. I slept in my dress.
You did? I don't remember how we got up here. I'm glad we did, though.
Uh-huh. Safe and sound.
Mm-hmm. As far as we know.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a doppelganger, are you?
Maybe.
Well, no.
How would you know?
I don't know if I could.
If I was a doppelganger, I bet I'd be a really good doppelganger. Very professional.
That's how I would know it's not you.
She laughs. And they just wait for Ivy to come back, I think.
Yeah.
35 minutes later. Okay.
Alara falls back asleep.
About 10 minutes later, she comes back. She's also towel drying her hair. All right, Alara, you're up.
Do you remember how we got up here?
Yes, why?
Because I don't.
Nor do I.
She smiles. Yes, so Alara, you could barely walk. You were so gone. So Varys swept you off your feet and brought you up to the room.
She blushes a little bit.
It was adorable.
So you remember most of the night, do you?
I remember all of it.
Must be nice.
I mean, I am pretty sure I gave Novik a nickname. So I don't know how much I want to remember everything, but...
What did you call him?
I called him Novi. And I said it pretty confidently, too, like I'd been saying it for years. And then I told him that if I wasn't gay...
Alara's eyes go wide.
No, you did not.
I did, yes. I distinctly remember saying that if I swung for his team or something along those lines. She shrugs.
I'm going to go shower and Alara leaves.
Iris just kind of chuckles. You know, I can understand that, honestly.
She nods.
I don't know why you're so surprised about you giving him a nickname with your full chest. You did the same thing to me the day I met you. Like 20 minutes after.
You didn't hold like an inherent animosity towards me, so I mean,
I held an inherent animosity to everyone.
I didn't feel it.
Good. That's funny.
He took well to it, so I'm going to continue calling him it.
I wonder if he remembers.
We'll have to see.
Alara comes back and we get dressed and...
Bea's jonesing for some bacon.
Yeah. Go downstairs and get a greasy breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Or a good, healthy, hearty breakfast, depending on who you are.
Do we, like, remember slash know that we need to go see Valrith?
Yeah, I think he mentioned it before the party.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Who says that? Because I don't think Alara. It's not at the forefront of her mind. I do think, like, while we're sitting there, after everyone has full bellies and, like, you know?
Yeah.
So are we, are we going home today? Like, what is the plan?
No, we're not going home today. We have to go see Valrith, and then we're going to go to the plant town, remember?
Oh, did you get approval?
Yes. It's a tentative approval.
So, the up pitch of your voice tells me that it's not approved yet, so perhaps you check in with Tonya.
Are we just going?
No, I do have to check in, but, like, I'm pretty sure she's going to say yes.
As we're chatting, out of the corner of your eye, you see Novik sitting at the table with Jarek and some other folks. Novik looks hungover as fuck. He's nursing some water and is rubbing his temples.
Aww.
I feel like we should get that sorted before we decide to go see what's his fuck.
Valrith?
That's right, yes.
All right, I will be right back.
Take your time. We'll be here.
And then she goes.
Where does she go?
Calls up. She goes back to her room.
Okay. I was like, where did she go?
She runs away, actually.
She's going to leave. Yeah.
She goes and calls up Titty Tonya.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
She taps on it. Good morning.
Ivy, good morning. How was the party?
It was good. It was fun.
That is good. I heard there was a lot of drinking to be done.
There was a lot of drinking. Alara got very drunk. Varys did too, but not as bad as Alara.
It was well deserved.
Mm-hmm. We had fun. It was a good time.
That is good to hear.
So, checking in. We were going to talk about Politonia.
What are your thoughts? You want to go and do an investigation?
Yes.
I am trying to decide what is best for right now. I will be calling a council meeting very shortly here. We received some information from some scouts, as well as your mother was able to pull some information from the Priest of Corruption that we captured. And I want to gather everyone so that we can discuss and come up with a plan. It seems as though he is growing bolder and making moves. And would you like to be a part of this meeting, or would you rather go to Politonia? It is unfortunately very low on my list of priorities right now. There are bigger problems.
I would rather go to Politonia, I think.
Strangely, it may be the safer option right now.
Honestly, that's what I was thinking as well.
I will send you with a regiment of guards.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you get there...
Check in.
I want full status updates of any movements.
All right. Am I able to know what information you got from the Priest of Corruption?
The short of it is that some of his priests have taken it upon themselves to prove themselves by taking over towns. There are some larger ones that they are supposedly going to be targeting. I don't know if she speaks the truth or if she is trying to goad us to go somewhere else, but we are definitely going to at least look into it. There are more scouts that are going to be out and about. You may see them, you may not. They will not interfere with you. You will go to Politonia. You will figure out what is going on. She kind of sighs. Be careful, and if there is any sign of danger, or if things get too difficult, you stick close to the guards, and you do as they say.
All right.
I guess I will speak to you.
When I get there.
Be safe.
I will. Tell my parents I said hi.
If you want, we can arrange for you to speak to them. I can have them come maybe later tonight.
That would be nice.
All right.
All right.
Talk later.
Talk later. Do Varys and Alara talk while Ivy's doing this? Or do they just sit and stare at each other in silence?
No, I think idle conversation.
Yeah, nothing really important, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just enjoying his coffee.
They're playing like tic-tac-toe or something on a napkin.
There.
Yeah. Just like, oh, fuck. Every time.
You're gonna win every time.
I don't understand how.
You're not very good at this.
I don't think he's ever played tic-tac-toe before.
You're not very... It's pretty simple. X's and O's.
I see.
I should have bet you money.
We should have. We would have made a killing.
That's when Ivy comes down. The third time. Fourth or fifth time that Alara has won.
Mm-hmm. He's lost every game. Even when he starts first, he loses. Man of many talents, but non-tic-tac-toe.
She shrugs. We can't be good at everything, you know?
It's true.
Ivy comes down.
He's sipping his coffee. Just, like, looking at you.
All right, we've got our go-ahead.
That's good.
I'm sort of surprised, honestly, after the fit she threw.
We came to the conclusion that it was probably safer if I go to Politonia, so...
Why?
Apparently, the dark forces are moving.
For someone who almost got murdered by a priest of corruption, you say that with a lot of, like, jokiness, you know?
She shrugs. Honestly, I just think he's a big bitch, so... I'm assuming no one is surprised by Ivy saying this.
Not at all.
Did she say anything about us going home?
No, not yet.
She sighs.
Are you homesick?
A little. I think I would be less so if I knew that we had a way to get home.
Right.
And that, you know, people were actively making it up their priority, but she kind of like nervously giggles. It doesn't seem like it's much of a priority. So, you know, maybe after Politonia I'll start to actually worry about it more.
There is a lot going on right now, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine if we got stuck here? During a war?
Well, no in general, but also no when there's a war. I have to get home at some point.
I would make sure you two weren't conscripted. It's fine.
He thinks about it a sec. Like, if that's a good thing or not.
Well, to Velrith?
To Velrith.
He's staying here, isn't he?
Yep, then we sit here.
I think there's one in the whole place, so yeah, they kind of have
to.
Yeah. As they pass the table Novik is at, Ivy, like, pats his shoulder, and she's like, all right, we're heading to Politonia today, Novi, and walks away.
He gives you the bird.
She blows a kiss.
Just shakes his head and fucking Jarek slaps him on the back and starts laughing. He drank an inordinate amount of alcohol last night.
He did.
Yeah. So how are you going to find him? Do you ask around?
Yes, I ask my best friend, Cohen. Alara goes up to Cohen.
Love it.
Good morning, Cohen.
Oh, good. Good morning, Alara. How'd you sleep?
Pretty good.
Is your face okay?
She touches her face. And then she realized she didn't look at herself in the mirror this morning. Does my face...
Oh, you don't remember, do you?
Remember, she touches her forehead and she's like, well, now that you say it, my forehead's a little sore.
You took quite the tumble walking last night.
I fell.
You did? Yeah.
Well, I don't remember, so...
That's good.
Hopefully this isn't bruise.
You got right back up, so like, I mean, what can I do for you?
Velrith, he wanted to see us last night, but then we got drunk and forgot.
Ah, yes. Velrith is getting ready to head to the capital.
Oh, yes. Queen Titania is calling a council meeting on account of the moving forces.
Alara sighs. Oh, well, do you know where he is? Can he still see us?
Yeah. One second. He kind of goes up back and he's just like, Dad?
Nope. Dad?
Dad?
Yep.
Dad?
What?
Oh. Hop. Dad.
Your crew's here.
Wait, Velrith is Cohen's dad?
Yeah.
We didn't know this. Did we know this?
No.
They did not. He helped Cohen bring stuff up to
he
you
did.
Guys
we
earlier.
Just thought, I just thought Velrith really wanted to see us.
No. Like, he's helping his son out.
Why did I think Cohen was a fearbolg?
He is a fearbolg. He presents as a fearbolg.
He what? Oh, he presents as... What? She's not going to ask because he could be adopted.
As far as you know, he is a fearbolg. You don't know. Though he does have a weird collection behind his bar, I will say.
Yes. Oh, that. Well, she does say, like, when he comes, does he come back?
Yeah, he comes back out. He says he'll be out in a second.
I didn't know Valrith was your dad.
Yeah, it's, yeah, no. Doesn't come up in conversation often.
Fair. Cool dad.
He's pretty rad.
She's just gonna go back to the table and wait, I guess.
Okay, yeah. A few minutes later, he comes out from out back.
Well, before that, Alara's like, Cohen is Valrith's dad.
What? That's wild.
It is, because he looks like a fearball.
I never would have guessed.
Me neither.
And as they're talking, the man himself shows up. Well, good morning, you three.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How was your night last night?
It was good. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you have fun?
I had a great time.
Sorry we forgot to come find you.
Don't even worry about it. It's fine. I had a good time. I met with some people in town.
Good.
Yeah. You all look weirdly awake for the amount of drunk you seemed last night.
I'm completely fine.
Impressive. Well, I'm sure you all have places to be.
Polatonia.
I heard, yeah. If you see Kylas, tell him I said hello, send my regards, and to get his fucking ass to the capital.
All right.
So, if you're ready, we'll take you to get your reward.
Ominous.
So, hold on. What do you mean by take us to? He looks at you three and just smirks, says, well, I'm not just gonna hand you out treasures in the middle of a tavern.
I'm gonna do an insight check really quick. This is how we
he's
get
kidnapping
murdered.
Us.
Natural one.
Oh, yeah. You think you're gonna die?
She like...
You think you're gonna die?
She takes a deep breath.
Anybody else want to insight check this man?
Yeah. Since Alara thinks we're gonna get killed. Seven.
Amazing.
You think you're gonna die. You think you're gonna get
you
kidnapped.
Think it's shady a little bit. Varys got a 16.
Hey,
so Varys knows what's up.
Varys knows that whatever he's gonna give them is probably not meant for the average eye, but he's not being shady. So Varys stands up. All right, so you two ready?
Sure.
What if he tries to kill us?
Valrith laughs a full belly laugh.
I'm just imagining Alara side eyeing.
She wasn't trying
him.
To. Yeah.
Just.
She's like, to her, that laugh sounds like, yeah, I'm gonna kill you. That's gonna be fun.
There's nothing you can do about it, bitch.
He turns around and smiles at the three of you, and it's kind of like a sharp tooth smile, but he's very amused. He says, believe me, if I had wanted you dead, you would already be, so.
You know, that's honestly very valid.
He shrugs. I thought so. Well, after you, and he kind of does this, like, wave, and you feel the energy in the room collapse, almost, and then something begins to form in the center of the tavern.
This is really making Alara feel really chill about,
yeah, about
this man right
really
now.
Really safe and comfy.
Very natural one.
You kind of like look a little closer and he had crushed something in his hand. And like this kind of weird, I want to say almost like pearlescent in color,
mm-hmm.
doorway opens and he kind of gestures.
She looks at Varys and Ivy.
Ivy shrugs and walks through it.
Ladies first.
If we die in here, I'm going to haunt the both of you.
Hello, he's not going to kill us. We're not going to die.
Famous last words. She grabs both of your hands.
And gets her. Valrith just shakes his head and walks in behind us, and the door shuts behind us. So you walk through. The light, as you do so, is kind of blinding. It takes you a moment to readjust. And you come out into a very bright, brightly lit room, which is a massive library. The floor is like dark wood, and there's like this kind of red carpet with gold symbols and markings along it, and it is lining the walkways between all the aisles of the books and the main walkway in there. Like, you see a couple people in the distance kind of like looking through the bookshelves. There is a balcony overhead where there are more books up top and there's some spots to read along. And he says, welcome to my home. This way, if you would. And he kind of guides you down one of the main walkways to a different section of the library.
Laura's looking around, but she goes.
It is interesting, to say the least. The light sources you can see are kind of like little... They're like little golden metallic balls that are just kind of gently gliding up and down, illuminating everything around them. Almost like the same kind of vibe as like a wisp or like a floating, just a floating candle or dancing lights, I suppose. It's busy in there. It is still quiet though, which is weird. You don't actually hear people talking as you pass, but they are talking to each other. He guides the three of us down the hall to a door, which is just like beautiful white, almost like oak-like wood carvings in it. And he puts a hand on the door. A quick sheen of magic flashes over his hand and it slides to the side, revealing to us a room just absolutely lined with random shit.
Gadgets and gizmos aplenty?
Absolutely, yep. Do you guys walk into the room?
Yeah,
okay.
And Laura's like, I'll happily die here.
Maris will walk through the door behind y'all. Just kind of looking around. Make a perception check for me, all three of you, if you want.
8.
13.
14.
So it's just the four of you in this room as the door shuts behind you. To the left is a pile of actual gold just laying there behind a chest that is locked. In front of you is just walls lined with on display magic items.
Mm-hmm.
To the right are some more shelving, but for just specifically books. And then in the middle of the room, there are cases where things are just kind of like floating above a pedestal. There's like a crate in the middle on a table of like potions that are being labeled. Clearly, this seems like a treasure room / hoard room / workshop.
Cool. Okay.
If you've ever seen one.
Mood?
Yeah. On the same table where the potions are is like... some neatly laid out items, and this is where he's going to guide you guys. As you stand around, he kind of slides the potions and the labeling stuff to the side. He says, I really thought about what might be useful for you at your current capabilities, but the choice is yours. You can have one item from the pile. So, in the pile, you see a cloak, a ring, a bunch of gems, some kind of strange gear clockwork-like amulet, a couple of tomes that have like a very dull sheen over them, suggesting that they're magically enchanted. But I will say there are three different piles, since I organized them as to what I thought you folks might be interested in, but feel free to take whatever. So as you go through, there is on the table in Ivy's pile, two tomes. One tome will grant you a +1 to any skill. It's permanent, but you have to spend 8 hours with it to gain the effect. One tome is a plus, like a proficiency in any tool, weapon, instrument, game set, or language that you want. Again, it's permanent, but you have to spend 8 hours to learn it, to absorb the knowledge. There's also a ring. He describes this to you as essentially a ring of protection, but it's a +2, not a +1. So it's a +2 to your AC, and I think it's a plus here to the saving throws as well. There's also an amulet that once you attune to it, will give your wild shape a +1 to attack and damage rolls, and lets your claw attacks overcome resistance to non-magical attacks. For Alara, there are a shitload of gems on that table. Every one of them, I won't even make you roll for it, at a passive glance, you can tell have some kind of arcane magic in it. Some of them already have spells, some of them just have elemental power in it, and some of them are just easily susceptible, easily molded. There's also that clockwork amulet in your pile. So it's made of like, it is made of copper gears. It kind of like emits like this faint ticking and whirring sound if you hold it close to your ear. Essentially what he explains it does is once per day when you wear this amulet and you make an attack roll, you can choose to forgo rolling a d20 and instead take a base 10, and it can be used once a day. But you can also use this on death saving throws. The amulet doesn't require attunement.
That's pretty cool. So if it doesn't require attunement, if someone else was dying, I could toss the amulet onto them and then they would pass a death saving throw?
And it would expend a use.
Interesting. Yep.
Okay. It has one use a day.
Okay.
And then there are two tomes. One is a plus one to any skill, and the other one is the same proficiency book. Those two books are offered to all three of you. In Varys's pile, in addition to the books, he has a cloak of displacement. Essentially, when you're wearing the cloak, kind of like makes it appear as if you're standing in a place that you're not. So it makes it harder to hit you. As soon as the ability fails, though, it's failed until your next turn. There's also an additional tome in Varys's pile. It's just like a smaller one, very thin. And it has a couple of spells that are not very commonly found in Elvisora anymore.
For the gems, she can only pick one gem, I'm assuming.
She can take a couple. I'll let you take a couple of them.
Some of them have spell in it, you said?
Some of them have a spell or two in them.
Okay.
Some of them just have elemental energy. And some of them are just easily carvable and moldable, so.
Okay.
I think he would let you pick one of each of them, unless you picked a gem with a really powerful spell in it. Then he'd be like, that's yours.
So, what are we thinking?
As much as extra damage would be nice, I also think about all the times that I've been hit. So I think I'm gonna go with the ring.
Honestly, solid choice.
Oh, nice. That's a good idea. Is there anything that does, like, electric the gems?
There is a gem that is kind of, like, glowing this dull bluish color. Elara, you're looking at the gems a little closely, and that one that is glowing that color does occasionally seem to have this arc of electricity go through it. So you definitely think that one would be like lightning damage.
I'm going to take that one.
All right. That's a good choice. That one packs a lot of punch.
To you.
Anytime.
You hear Ivy laugh.
Chuckles. I think it takes Eris a moment, but I do think that he inevitably takes the tiny spell book.
Tiny spell book?
Yeah, the little spell book. Within said tiny spell book are a couple of spells that have been lost to time in Elisora, for sure. At least Varys has not been able to find them. He didn't even know that they existed. One of them is a spell of Globe of Invulnerability, and the other two, one of them is Galdr's Tower.
What is it?
It's Galdr's Tower. It allows you to spawn a tower, essentially.
Nice.
And the other one is Lightning Bolt.
Pew, pew, pew!
Pew, pew!
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. There's also, like, little signatures and initials in there that he doesn't quite recognize, and little annotations on the side with, like, tiny little pieces of history.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to sit there and read through those yet. The writing's quite small and fast, so take a little bit.
That's awesome. New spells!
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
When you all have made your selections, you just kind of take some a minute to kind of look at the items and assess what you chose. Alright, well, is that your final choices?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Varys kind of holds up the little book and says, I appreciate it, thank you. And Velarth raises his hand, says, of course. So, let me take you all back, I guess. No, send you all on your way.
Where are we?
This is the library in Vymor.
Maybe we'll come visit sometime when we're not going to save another town.
I would love that. And you are more than welcome to my library anytime.
To, like, take more stuff or just to, like, visit?
Well, you know, we can probably talk about that at another time.
She laughs.
Chuckles.
To take more stuff.
To you, Velarth.
Of course.
To you, Velarth.
Varys shakes his head.
We appreciate it. I appreciate it. I think, sure, they appreciate it too. But
I do, yes. Very much so. This will be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, put your items to good use.
That's what I'm hoping. They can't just sit on a shelf forever. But back to Oladel with the three of you.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of guides you back out to the main library, where same place you came in, crushes something else in his hand, and the doorway opens up, and he lets you all through. Says, I'll see you folks around. I'm going to go to the capital as well.
Have fun with that.
Bye.
See you.
And she runs through the portal.
The three of you go through. You didn't die. Congratulations.
Oh, do I see anything in this portal?
Oh, Lara, make a wisdom saving throw.
I mean, I have to remember to ask. No, it's a 5. I haven't rolled above a 10 today, I think.
Lucky for you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens.
Lucky for me. Lucky me. Who's luckier than me?
Yeah. Nothing happens when you go through this one.
where do we go back?
So you end up right back in the tavern.
Ooh.
Right where you left.
No one is fazed by this.
A couple people like glance at the portal opening in the middle of the tavern. Cohen seems unbothered. This is par for the course.
He knew it was coming.
Yeah. He just waves at you guys when you come back. And then everybody turns away from the bright light in the middle of the room and goes back to their business. Novik is waiting around with a couple of other guards. I'm looking much better.
We should pack up quick, right?
I think so. We've got places to go.
Are we, who's all going with us? I think they're walking upstairs as they're talking.
Apparently Novi is going with us.
I mean, odds.
Your best friend, she looks embarrassed.
I mean, odds again.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
You both were really friendly last night, though, after a few drinks, so maybe that's the secret.
You need to be drunk to be around each other. I've had worse relationships.
I was worried that you guys were going to, like, sneak off and, you know, be in love or something. She's smiling.
So, shall we pack?
Mm-hmm. Shove everything in the pockets, I guess. I mean, I feel like there's not much out and about.
No. Coven gives you guys some rations to go.
Did you ever tell Rayla that we were going with her? I don't think so.
No.
No.
So it's just us and Novi?
Novi?
You can tell it. She like doesn't like say, she's like trying it out, you know, and she's like, no, it's not for me.
No, I'm probably going to go with some other guards too. And Rayla.
Okay. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
We're sitting on the bed waiting for you guys. It's ready when you are.
We go downstairs. Novik's waiting.
Yep. Some of the other group. They're all ready to go.
Where's Doran? Have we seen him around?
You have not seen him around lately, but you're welcome to check.
Doran! Alara's yelling around the end. Whisper yelling.
You feel something cold behind you.
Are you coming with us to Politonia? She takes out a piece of paper out of her pocket and a pen.
He quickly writes on it. Sure, if I can.
Cool. Well, if you can't, let us know. How will you let us know? Throw a rock. I'll keep my goggles up so I could see you. As we're like walking out of town, do you think you're stuck here?
I don't know how it works, to be honest, is what he writes.
Doran's coming, if he can.
Oh, good. So a ghost friend, which will be
helpful.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do we just go? Do we know where we're going? Like, what are we doing?
Ivy looks for Rayla.
She's not in the inn.
She goes outside.
Make a perception check.
I'll help with the looking endeavor.
15.
No, I won't help with the looking endeavor.
You see, you look around. You don't see, she's not just like standing outside of the inn. Waiting. Darn. You do see a bunch of guards, though, that kind of like draws your eye because you're looking for a guard or something, or you're looking for like a soldier type person. And you see a bunch of familiar kind of faces passing by in the distance. It looks like they're leaving like on the road out of the town. Mm-hmm. You see Sunita. You see Isolde. You see Jerick, and then a bunch of other kind of ones that you've seen around the place. You're assuming that they're going back to the capital, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But in this vicinity, no, you do not see Rayla. Because you never told her that you were going. So she may have left, or she may be with her brother Rin, or you can check the barracks. Like, they have barracks, right? Like, mm-hmm. Where the training grounds are.
Yeah.
So where do you want to look?
This is where I wish we had cell phones.
I'll call her.
I'll check where her brother is, I guess.
At the infirmary?
Yeah.
Do we pass to the infirmary? Do we pass the barracks or anything like that, or no?
No.
So I'm assuming you grab up Novi, Alara, Varys, and yourself. You do see, too, there's about, like, 10 guards that are just, like, shuffling that you think are going to be, like, your little regimen that's going with you. That are, mm-hmm. like, keeping, like, that awkward distance and just kind of waiting. And, like, when you move, they move type situation.
Yeah.
Do you acknowledge them at all, or?
One of the group parts of it, and one of them runs up to walk proudly behind the three of you. Just a little guy.
Is it Felix? Felix.
Yeah.
Hi, Felix.
Hey, guys, what's up?
You ready for the next adventure?
I'm so pumped to go wherever you guys go. You have no idea. This place is boring.
Yeah, now that we took care of all the danger.
Well, yeah, that's where the fun is.
Okay, so as you're walking, so Ivy, you're leading this band
of yeah, people I guess.
Towards. Yep. And like you can see, like even the guards in the back have like big packs on them. Some of them are carrying like these like long, like just like big pieces of almost like equipment. And at the end there is a there's a cart with like two mules that looks like it has like a
this is insane.
Make a perception check. Actually,
this is insane.
Or like an investigation, maybe. I don't make an investigation check on the cart.
I'm obsessed right now.
9.
Okay. Nope. You don't know what it is. There's just a cart. There's a mule cart packed with things. Novik, you know that this is it's like a fancy covered tent like situation that, you know, when people of prominence are traveling, they will have their people kind of set it up and things like that. Like it's got rugs in it. It's very fancy. It's like glamping essentially.
Novik, is it set up right now as a
travel? No, it's in the car. Set up. Yeah, it's in the, could you imagine? Yeah. That would be wild.
Novik just kind of snorts.
Whenever you want to pop in.
He just kind of looks at you, Ivy. He says, what, you don't recognize it?
A cart full of shit? No, I don't recognize that.
It's your fucking tent, Ivy.
What?
Yeah. Your fancy ass camping.
I've got my tent. And she motions to Alara.
She waves.
I don't care what kind of euphemism that's supposed to be. makes a face.
No, Alara has my tent.
Well, now you've got a fancier one. I don't know what to tell you.
All right.
You know what people of prominence are supposed to have when they go with a brigade, a little group of army people, whatever the fuck you want to call them. He just rubs his temples.
She nods.
So, where is your friend?
I may have forgotten to tell her that we were coming along.
Rolf sizes, oh, for fuck's sakes. You just see him. He reaches down to like cut his finger on a blade really quick and just and kind of like does the motion for like wire.
Alara's like, Varys.
I love the concept of like Felix and Novik just watching Varys go, fuck's sake, and then cutting himself.
Yeah.
No context like, whatsoever.
Felix looks, he's like, the fuck, bro? Do you cut yourself when you're stressed? Do we need to talk?
Like it's not that concerned. Serious.
It's not that big. He brings his hands around like someone would a copper wire.
Yeah.
Ascending to Rayla. Says, hello, Rayla. It's Varys and company. Ivy was wondering where you are. We're supposed to be coming to help you, apparently. So you can respond.
Ivy didn't want him to have to use up a spell, so she was just going to do the walking.
I was also going to let everyone roll like perception and survival, but that's fine. A couple of seconds later, you hear back in your head, oh, I didn't know that you all were joining us. I'm on the road north out of here. You going to be able to catch me?
Varys snorts. She's already on the road. Also, I quite like her.
So you start to head north.
We do, yeah.
Out of town. So we make our way out of Oladell on the north road.
Mm-hmm. As you guys go, you see a familiar face and a semi-familiar little face. Both of them waving to you. It's Sawara and her little baby. Aww. Just waving goodbye.
Happily. Sawara waves.
You guys make your way to catch up with Rayla.
I think the three of us are at the front. And Alara links arms with both of you. I'm kind of sad to leave here. It's kind of weird.
I understand.
No, I understand. The people are quite nice here.
But we're on to the next town. Adventure. Save the day.
Next adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And that, folks, is where we're going to close our arc.
Yay!
Bye, Oladell.
Bye, Oladell.
Bye, Oladell.
Oladell's for fuckers forever.
Nobody. Nobody quit. It's good.
Nobody quit. We didn't lose anyone.
Everybody lived.
Oh my god. You guys.
Ish. We got Doran with us.
Thanks so much for listening. We are grateful for the love and support.
If you're enjoying the show, please consider leaving us a 5-star review and tell your friends about us too. A like, subscribe, or share goes a long way for small creators like us.
If you want more Tales of Three, head over to our Patreon, where we have a ton of free bloopers and episode extras, as well as some paid tiers with even more perks.
Speaking of, we want to give a huge shout out to our Green Fiend Patreon supporters, Michael, Jen Bear, and Sang Luna.
Also, if you join the Red Rogues for $5 a month, you'll get access to RDCC, an after show where we deep dive into character motivations, player reactions, and give a glimpse at our creative process.
And with that, our story pauses here for today. Join us next time as we continue our adventures, and remember, it's never too late to start your own.
Bye! Bye.
Psst! Hello?
Psst!
Hello?
Are you there?
No.
I have more comment reads. I know it's like 2 a.m., but we have to do them.
Have you, for the love of God, let somebody sleep, please?
No. Come on. I turn on the light.
Oh,
I throw papers at you. First one. Episode 46, Vassell's Testing Ground, from Jen Barry.
Oh, shit. Why do you have so much energy?
Just going right into it.
I love how Vassell tries her best not to show affection. I adore how Ivy's family loves her so much that they will even arm her friends with really fucking dangerous things. Fucking Basil and Alara, I swear, they have the best interactions. Also, time for a new outfit! It's so hard for me to side with Alara on this one. It was a matter of life and death. And they attempted to solve the issue without death, but they attacked Alara a second time. Wow, that totally just went straight from outfits to... Yeah, no.
Trauma.
Alara, you were wrong for...
I strongly disagree. Just saying.
Well, pick up your paper, read the next one.
Episode 47, To Oladell. Which is funny because it's still in Oladell right now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this may go into like the final longest episode of Oladell. Who knows? I thought Alara. Oh, episode 40. I said that. Jenberry. From Jenberry. By Jenberry. I thought Alara was about to ask if they had a fling, Ivy and Wisp. I was not. The banter was great and glad to see not everyone hates Ivy. Me too. I hope to see some more of that as things keep going. The portal nonsense is wild, and I'm slightly leaning towards wondering if Alara is actually part astral elf, and that's why she can see into the astral plane and into portals. That's really cool.
That's a really cool theory, actually.
Mm-hmm. But she's not an astral elf. But that is a really cool thing, and if we were changing the story mid-thing, that would be cool.
All right, Varys, next one. Wake up, Varys.
Episode 48, Giving Orders and Getting Ambushed, by Jen Barry. This comment is by Jen Barry.
It sounds like a book. We've been doing this for 43 minutes.
Shit is getting real and really dangerous. Ivy's about to get locked up in the Queen's Palace and never released. She is not going to be happy when she finds out Ivy did not relay important information ASAP. You know, that's a great guess, honestly.
Titania was not pleased.
She was not.
Episode 49, Gathering Information and Getting Spied On. Do you like rocks? Alara cracks me up. I crack myself up too. And Vez just picking up the mattress with that 2% FU LMFAO. And then the guard's like, WTF is going on. Ah, yes, the rumors about a thruple are about to start again. And that trifling woman,
Who's crackling shit?
I'm trying to open it. I'm trying to open food because it's 2 a.m. and I'm starving, all right?
You, listen, Ivy, you fucking did this to us.
These are unsafe work conditions, unhealthy work conditions.
Let me order my gummy shots. Let me open my gummy shots.
Can you laugh that it says, and that trifling woman is great? Because it's supposed to say tiefling, but it says trifling, and I think it's really funny.
I busted the container.
Oh my God.
Because I was trying to open it so quickly.
That's wild. And that tiefling woman is great. I want a mini campaign with all of those guards together. We said that would be really funny.
That would be hilarious, honestly. Shut up and take my money, producers.
Episode 50, The Fate of Doran.
Ivy's got a shark hanging out of her mouth.
Ivy's got what?
She's got a shark hanging out of her mouth.
Hey, why do we have inspiration toggled? My character sheet.
Because we have it. We got inspiration. Somebody gave us inspiration.
When?
Who gave us? Oh, Velrith patted your back and gave you inspiration.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. And then her motorcycle arrives.
Mm-hmm. The Impala's here to get her.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my ride.
Well, we'll see you later, I guess.
Roll a constitution save. Okay, we're back. I'm rolling with my non-dom, my ND non-dom.
Yeah.
NDH, non-dom, hand.
Do you want to tell us why we're rolling a constitution saving throw?
We got super fucked up.
Is she bruised? Probably not, right?
She fell on her face. I'm pretty sure you said she fell on her face.
Yeah.
I feel like Varys and Ivy would have said something though.
Yeah, they would have, so she's not bruised.
Yeah.
I imagine you took quite the tumble on the way up the stairs last night.
Oh, it wasn't up the stairs.
Oh, we lost Ari.
She was walking and she just face planted.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He was trying to help add a little extra layer of there being stairs.
No, I'm going
to
take it back.
I want whatever it looks like is specifically geared towards Alara. No kidding.
So you want the gems?
Or the weird clockwork amulet.
Mm. I come here and I get abused.
Yeah, when they do hit you, they really...
I get walloped.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking... Which way do you think Politonia is from here? North, south, east, or west? What do you want?
Roll a die.
Ooh.
D4. Roll a D4.
Roll a D4.
Southwest.
Southwest? Southwest Airlines? Someone roll a D4. Hurry up.
Oh, God. Okay. One.
North. Can we have Sawara and her baby waving to us as we leave?
No.
Yeah.
No. Fuck.
Okay, so I need to write down who's coming so I can fucking stat this monster to be able to deal with a ghost, a dinosaur. What else?
I don't know if the ghost is going to be much help for combat yet.
No, that's totally fine.
Dinosaur walk into a bar.
I do, however, think that you need to worry more about the other folks. Felix might be a little too low level to help in this fight, to be honest.
There's going to be, you know me, and I like a complicated combat. There's going to be a lot of variation. So we have Doran, we have Tice and Terry. I'm going to stop the recording. Okay.